A word for you from Proverbs chapter 16 verse 7, the second part. He makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Well, that is a nice life, isn't that what we desire? But the first part of the verse is crucially important, and let me repeat it again, though we looked at it previously. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. The key here is, are you pleasing to the Lord? Are you in Christ? Have you repented of your sin? Or are you hanging to even onto one single sin, something that you hide away or excuse? But when a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, we also looked at Colossians 1, where it said, be fully pleasing to the Lord, not just partially, but in all your manner, your demeanor, your character. Then the Lord will make even your enemies to be at peace with him. Being at peace with God is what matters. The wrath of man is nothing compared to the wrath of God. But here are some examples of how God was able to change the attitude of enemies and make them to be of goodwill towards God's children, to look upon them favorably. Think of Laban, whom God changed from a pursuing enemy into an agreeable father-in-law. You find that in Genesis 31, 22 to 55. The Lord melted Esau's murderous heart because of Jacob's trust in the Lord. There you find it in Genesis 33:1-4. Think of the nations that desired the properties of Israel. And yet God was able to give Solomon an era of peace. And we find that in Ecclesiastes 1:12-18, 1 Kings chapter 4. Joseph had a period of peace with his master and his jailer and the Pharaoh, and you can find those places for yourself. Even the Philistines learned to love David when he was hiding from Saul. Daniel prospered under both the Babylonian and Persian kings. Daniel chapter 1 verse 22 and chapter 6 verse 28. Think of Esther and Mordecai. They were enemies of the state at one time, but then God gave favor to them and they were promoted to the highest levels in Persia. You find that in chapter 10 verses 1 to 3. And so there are many examples also in the New Testament, which we hope to look at next time.